And welcome back to the fourth interview in our sabbatical presidential special this afternoon. And with us in the studio, we have Brooke Cohn.
Hi, guys.
Who's running, of course, for Association President. And as we've been doing with all the candidates, we just thought we'd kick off by asking you to introduce yourself and tell us why you're running to be Association President.
Okay. Well, I'm Brooke Cohn, and I'm running because I have some, what I think are smart solutions to the problems that are facing kind of a lot of the students in St. Andrews right now. So that's why I'm running.
Excellent. So there's a lot of candidates running this year.
Yeah.
What makes you stand out from all the others?
Right. So I think my policies make me stand out from all the other candidates, especially my concentration on fundraising for the university. So a lot of candidates will promise you things. They'll promise you a new pool. They'll promise you 24 hours at the library, opening hours at the library. You know, they'll promise you a new sound system for the union. But I want these things as well. But I will, you know, help you achieve these goals through fundraising.
So what fundraising means would that be?
Well, I want to work very closely with the development office in asking alumni to give back to their university. And they do this already, but kind of a different approach that I want to add is connecting students with alumni. So promoting our societies beyond the bubble. When the alumni are here for the 600th anniversary, making sure students meet them through drinks, receptions, dinners, you name it. Very inclusive, not an exclusive thing. Everyone will be invited so that alumni and students can really connect and kind of establish those relationships.
So what's the main thing that money is going to be spent on, do you think? What would be the main thing that you're championing if you were president?
Some of the things I think are really important are scholarships, accommodation bursaries, more accommodation, a new hall, because there are more students in St. Andrews than there are beds. You know, redevelopment of the union, of the sports center, still fundraising for that. And, you know, those are the basic things that I think, you know, need some more money.
Now, in terms of your sort of presidential style and that sort of thing, we've been asking a couple of the other candidates. Student media in the town is obviously sort of revolutionised in a way this year. You've got Star, you've got The Stand, you've got The Saint, and they're all posting online. And instead of having to wait every 2 weeks for the paper, stuff's coming out immediately.
Yeah.
How would you plan to both engage with and also react to the way students get their information now?
Oh, that's a great question. So as president, I want to engage students more in kind of decisions that are made in the union. So I think Facebook polling is a great way to get kind of gauge an opinion of the students. I mean, a lot of people have Facebook, and I know there are some that don't, and, you know, I want to hear their voices as well. So I'll definitely have, you know, office hours in the union, in the Purdy, in Cafe 1413 of the library to get their opinions if they don't have a Facebook. But I think Facebook polling is really important.
Fantastic. And another thing that if you were to be elected president, you would be the face of St. Andrews, or the St. Andrews student body,
right,
to the wider world for the 600th anniversary, which is obviously a very big thing for the university.
Yes.
So what kind of messages about St. Andrews do you want to send out to the wider world?
Yes. No, that's a great question. I think I want everyone to know outside of the bubble that this is a place for everyone. We're inclusive. We're an inclusive university. We're very diverse. We have a lot of different opinions here. We have a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds. And I really want to represent them to the wider world.
What experience do you have that would make you a great president?
So one of my main policies, as I've said, is fundraising. And right now I've been working with the development office since last spring regarding the class gift, which is a scholarship for an incoming first year, as well as funding towards redevelopment of the union and the sports center. So I have, you know, the relationship and the experience with the development office to achieve goals in terms of fundraising.
Great. And in terms of being a president, I think one of the most important qualities to have is to be very approachable, and for students to feel they can really talk to you.
Yeah.
So what kind of practical ways would you make yourself approachable to the entire student body?
Right. Well, I think, you know, like I said before, my office hours will not only be in the union, but also where students are, in Cafe 1413, where I hang out all the time. And in the party, you know, because science students don't always go to the arts library. So, you know, I really want to approach everyone and hear their opinions. So I'll go to them.
The union has championed quite a lot of activist causes this year.
Mm.
What would be your stance on that? Would you see yourself as a unpoliticized president, or no?
Well, I mean, it just depends on the students. So One such movement right now is the Coalition for a Conflict-Free Campus Initiative. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the committee for that, and I support that. I mean, we're trying to change the university's procurement policy so that conflict minerals or companies that have conflict minerals in their products, you know, they're not used as much kind of with the computers that we buy, you know, with the electronics that we buy for, you know, right here in this office and the sound system in the union. So I think if a student, you know, has an issue that they want to campaign on, I will help them learn the facts from our professors, you know, suggest things for them to read in our library and, you know, work with them using social media so that they can promote their cause.
So a lot of candidates have mentioned inclusivity and sort of connecting with mm-hmm. students, a link between the association and them. Mm-hmm. What means would you have to make sure students understand and engage with what's going on?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've said it before, office hours, Facebook polling, you know, using social media to tell them what's going on in the union. My emails, I want them to be interactive. I want YouTube videos in my emails. One of my other policies is giving each society a YouTube video so people know not only beyond the bubble, but inside the bubble as well, what each society is doing. So I'll put those in my weekly emails and make sure, you know, people know what's going on.
So is there one thing that you would definitely want to achieve next year? One big thing that you would say, that is what I want to do if I'm president?
Well, I think my biggest goal is, you know, fundraising for scholarships. And I want everyone, you know, no matter their financial background, to be able to study in St. Andrews. So I'll do my best, you know, that I can to achieve that.
Cool. So a little bit more about you. What was it that made you want to run? Did you always want to run for president, or is it just something you've thought of recently?
Well, earlier in the year, I ran for class rep and won the election. And I've really enjoyed my time representing students to the School of IR and then also telling students what's going on from the Director of Teaching. So I think kind of bandwagoning on that. And also, I mean, I've noticed some problems here. And I want to do the best that I can to solve them for the students. You know, for the students, that's what I'm running, for the students.
And what kind of interaction have you had yourself with the union and the SRC and the SSC and those sort of things before now?
Right, no, that's a good question. That's something that, you know, I'm lacking. I think, you know, I've really tried to gauge student opinions through other means, you know, through the class rep position. I've been involved with a lot of societies, Foreign Affairs Society, the Middle East Society, Entrepreneur Society. So I've had a lot of interaction with societies and kind of setting up a society, you know, going through the union. I was a treasurer for the Middle East Society, so, that, you know, there was a lot of interaction with the union in that capacity.
So how has your campaign week been going so far?
Great, yeah, I love it. It's so much fun. I love being out there, meeting new people, you know, standing out in the cold, handing out flyers, seeing, you know, what people want to change, you know, in the union and what their issues are and, you know, talking about solutions. No, I love it. I absolutely love meeting new people. So it's a great way to do it. It's a great icebreaker. Hey, I'm running for president.
Yeah. And has it changed your opinions much going out and talking to a much wider group of people than you probably would normally campaigning? Do you think it's, are there any particular things that it's opened your eyes to?
I don't know. I mean, I think St. Andrews students are pretty amazing. I think, you know, they're energetic, they're passionate, and, you know, I've seen that kind of as they walk by the union or the library, and they want to talk about things. You know, they have problems with some of the things, you know, not everything, but some of the things that are going on in this university they have problems with, and they want to talk about it, and, yeah, I love talking to them. But I've heard that before. Like, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and, you know, I like hearing their problems and, you know, working on ways that we can solve them together.
Great. And another question that we've been asking all the candidates, or most of them, today is obviously as president, you'll be the public figure for the university. So are there any public figures or political figures that inspire you in their style of leadership or anything like that?
Well, there's one. I'm from Ohio, and one of our senators, he's now retired, but his name's John Glenn. He was the first American to orbit the Earth. And he's about, I think, in his late 80s now, but he's still actively campaigning and fundraising for NASA. I mean, he's so old, but his wife as well. I mean, they're both very passionate. They donate heavily to the local university. They set up, well, they, the School of Public Policy is named after them. It's the John Glenn School of Public Policy, and they had an internship program for high school students, and I participated in that. So, you know, I mean, just being energetic. I think he's 88, so being energetic at 88, I want to do that. I mean, I don't want to get old and, you know, become lazy and boring, you know, so he's someone that I really do look up to.
So you mentioned there that you were from the US. A question Hannah asked Vlad earlier was the fact that he is an international student. Mm-hmm. During at least your time here, there's not been an international president. Do you think that's going to be a benefit for you?
Well, yeah. I think, you know, it's interesting to have kind of an international, you know, student as president. I guess that means that I'm willing to listen to people, you know, no matter what their background is. So I'm very inclusive in that respect. You know, I guess I'll bring some... I think I'm bringing some American solutions to the problems that we have here. But that's not what I'm running on. It's just kind of my background. So one of my solutions for accommodation actually comes from Ohio, where I'm from. The local university had the same problem we do. There are too many students, not enough beds. So it came down to, you know, a few days before the semester was starting, and they still had this problem. And so many students were going to the office saying, we don't have a place to live. So university decided to rent out, take over, actually, one of the local hotels. So the students had a place to sleep. So I kind of have a similar idea. There's across the street from the union here, St. Andrew's Hostel, the tourist hostel, and they have 44 beds. And, you know, it might be an interesting solution if there is an emergency, you know, short-term solution for students that can't find a place to rent that out. Obviously, you know, we'd make some kind of interior changes. But it did just go through a recent refurbishment, so that might work.
Cool. Are there really all these ladies here? Huh?